And Pastor Brad and choir, that last, I mean, all the songs have been phenomenal. That last one just led right into what I think the Holy Spirit's going to have me say today. So thank you very much. Will you join me in prayer? In the name of Jesus, we bound Satan that you cannot be here today. You cannot be in our hearts and our minds and our thoughts. In the name of Jesus, the devil cannot be in anything that we do, no distractions or anything. You are the King of Majesty, and you rule over everything. We thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, amen. And hopefully in the next 10 minutes, you realize why I prayed that. But thank you very much for the song we sang at the very beginning. It fed right into that. Pastor asked me to talk about my testimony. So my testimony is a little not dramatic, but it's got some really neat stuff in it that I think that I'd like to share with you. I was lucky that I was born in a Christian family in the Bible Belt. Was born where we went to church. It wasn't like, I don't really want to go. We just went. It was a thing to do. Enjoyed it. Grew up Methodist. Went to Methodist youth on Monday night and Wednesday, and it was just a great foundation. And then going forward many, many years through grammar school, high school, and through college, well, all the different things going on, I never really did not believe in God or Jesus. There were a lot of things as I was studying that I questioned, you know, the creation, the sacrifices, the wars, a lot of different things, and some that I got answers to, and today some that I still pray and talk and think about. But, you know, God has always been there, and that consistency has been very, very good. On day four, we are talking about basically the will of God and knowing the will of God. Day one, Becky talked about stirring and how we can try to do different things in our life to become more involved, more religious, more faithful in our step-by-step and things that we do. Day two, Bruce was talking about distractions. And I could talk for about 2 hours on distractions, being an engineer in technology. We have so many distractions, it's amazing. And then day three, yesterday, Dallas was talking about fasting and how one way we can cleanse our body, get rid of a lot of the other things going on, and be able to listen and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And today is knowing the will of God. So let me talk a little bit about distractions. You know, if you're talking all the time and there's things going on all the time, there's no time to hear or listen. I mean, right now while I'm talking to you guys, if Pastor Philip were to say something, I would probably hear him say something, but I doubt if I could discern what he is saying. So how many of us have a special quiet time? Probably very few. And when you're driving in your car, you have the music on, you have the news on, with the smart cars, you have your phone, you have your text, you can do text, you know, all that kind of stuff. So there's really not any downtime to do that. So listening is very important. Removing the distractions is so huge. And that's one of my goals this year in 2019, is try to remove some of the distractions. And I challenge you to think about, what are you doing each day and each week, and look on a weekly basis, what are you doing and what can you do differently so that you can listen more to what God has to say for you? I want to talk about, as I was growing and going through life and still, you know, try to relate even to things here, the security at the church. You know, as a security team, we look at the church campus on everything and look at ways of how we can provide a safer environment and protect everybody in the church campus while providing a good ministry to become closer to God. Well, how much does that parallel our day-by-day lives? We should do the same thing for each one of us. Each one of us should look at, what do we need to do to help secure our foundation in God? And a lot of that is how our discernment and listening and what we hear. You know, we have the Holy Spirit and God whispering on one side, and we have the devil and about 40 other things, bad things whispering on the other side. And that discernment is so, so very important. Boots on the ground, you guys, military guys, a lot of people might know that, you know, when the military guys go downrange or when we're actually physically doing something. I want to talk about boots on the ground today and what can we do. The devil, remember, was one of the head angels. That means he graduated up in the hierarchy, however that went a long time ago, we don't know. And was a pretty smart guy and then got booted out of heaven. He's still that smart and he's here on earth. So he knows when we have these distractions and how to take these distractions and amplify them and work through that. So you might open a little bitty hole somewhere and allow a little bitty, you know, distraction to come in, and the devil would say, "Ooh, that's pretty neat. So I can amplify on that, and I can go and have more distractions." So please think about what you're doing and what might be causing distractions and get rid of it. You know, and make some changes and do that. That's the fight. That's the beginning to ground the spiritual warfare. God, thank goodness, through grace, is always there. And we are, each one of you, are the hands and feet of Jesus here on earth. So it's very important to listen what the directions are, understand to know the will of God. And one way is to read God's word, the instruction manual. As an engineer, I'm the one that opens up page one and reads all the words in the instruction manual just because I figured someone wrote it, I should read it. This is our instruction manual. Well, this is not the Bible, but the Bible is our instruction manual, so we should read that. And pray each time as you read that, what is it God wants to tell you through that reading? When I was reading the Bible all the way through several times, I'd read Proverbs, a book of Proverbs, a book of Psalms every time, and then that chapter in the Bible that I was reading. So I went through those quite a few times. And I would get a different input or a different thing from God every time I read that. And that's not because I read it different or the words are different, it's a different version. It's because the Holy Spirit is taking that particular thing and applying it to our lives each day. So knowing the will of God, day four, just tune in and listen, have some quiet time and listen, and say yes, God, and take your next step forward and see what happens. Mm-hmm.